Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I do know, but for the audience, can you just do a really detailed definition? Welcome back, OnlyFams.
Happy Fantastic Friday.
Is this thing on? From your favorite foursome.
Where we co-parent with a twist. And we're back together.
We're back together. Back together. Better together.
You know what's funny? Is that last week, Gabe and I recorded an episode super last minute together. And I opened it. I said, welcome back, OnlyFans.
Isn't it
Happy
weird?
Fantastic Friday. And then I was like, oh, shit, that's not Chris's line. Chris is the line after me. And so I totally stole Gabe's line.
You didn't realize
and
that.
And I was like, actually. After I stopped my line, I was like, wait.
That was your
lane.
You just switch it up, but there's, you know, only two people reading. So the past two episodes, you guys, has been not our normal. We've had quite an eventful
month, I would say.
Full month. And it's like, I guess it's coming to an end. We're coming to an end. Actually, yeah, this goes, happy July, guys.
Yes.
This goes live on July 1st. So it feels fast. We're past the halfway mark of 2022. Like, how did that even happen?
Is that a good thing?
I don't know.
I feel like the years go by so fast now. This year
has been ridiculously
fast. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. We're in month 7.
I'm
so confused. How did this happen? Anyway, last week, it was, you know, just Gabe and Amber. Oh, but the week before that, it was the four of us.
It was the four of us.
And then the week before that,
it was you and Chris.
It was just me and Chris.
So I think June was a busy month to begin with.
Which we knew.
Yeah, you had a bunch of stuff planned, right. And then there was, like, graduations and the kids getting out of school and stuff like that. So we knew that June was going to be busy.
And then on top of that, added craziness. If you guys follow me on my other platforms, you know my Gigi, my grandma, just passed away pretty unexpectedly. And so that's put a whole nother twist into what's going on in this month, and it's just been wild. It's been absolutely crazy. So thank you, Gabe and Amber, for picking up last week, because I was not in the headspace to do so. It's weird actually, like, coming back, because I don't ever really take breaks in general, just like I do, you know, here and there, but I didn't pick up the camera for a full week. I didn't do it, like, nothing. I did none of that for, and I think it's, you know, it's needed sometimes. Yeah. But
self-care.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to call it that. I don't know if it's self-care. It's just like, you know, I'm trying to be helpful for my family, and like, I'm in charge of the, like, making the videos for the funeral and that kind of stuff. So I just have my focus on other things. Yeah. But
it is kind of nice to take a break for yourself, whether something's crazy, something crazy is happening or not.
Right. I mean, it was still posting every day.
But it's
so
like
still
editing. In the moment, you weren't.
It's like
about
I didn't
filming.
Have to, like, yeah, get ready for the day and. Anyway, so I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really listen to last week's episode. What did you guys fill me in?
Well, okay, So the audio was really terrible, and I tried to fix it, but my editor is a video editor, and so I had warned people on Instagram. I was like, hey, I had warned people ahead of time, like, hey, we recorded an episode, the audio is not the best, because we did it super last minute, but I don't know, like we had all talked, and we're like, hey, like, if we miss an episode, what are we going to say? Like, right. What should we post?
Right.
And then I was like, Gabe and I had recorded something, but let me see how it is. And
yeah, I didn't know that they were going to post. I was like, it's fine, you guys. We've never missed a week. No. We've done this for a year and a half now. And we have never missed one single episode.
And I was totally fine with like missing one.
Yeah.
But then when I got, you know,
when
it gets closer, I'm just like,
I can't do it.
Where it's like, it's just so routine for me.
Right.
That if I don't post something, I feel wrong. Not wrong, but it's hard to explain. It's like,
yeah.
You're like off. You're like, ah, something just doesn't feel right today.
It's like calling into work. It feels weird. Like you should be at work right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have a routine where it's like I post on the Instagram and then I upload the episode and stuff. So I feel like wrong. And I feel like for our listeners, I still would love to give them out content because we have like our loyal every Friday at midnight.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, every Friday at midnight, there's people who listen, and like if people notice when we don't upload, like there's times I explained last week how sometimes like my goal is to upload Fridays at midnight, and sometimes that happens. Most of the time it happens, but sometimes it doesn't for whatever reason. Chris,
I'm just not kidding. Uploading the podcast in time.
That usually doesn't happen anymore. But there is times that like I fell asleep and then I woke up and I was like, oh crap, I didn't upload it because I forget what day it is. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then I fall asleep and then Amber's texting me like 1 a.m. Like, bro, you better not be sleeping.
The episode.
and it's like, if I don't upload and I forget, and in the morning I have messages and comments asking like, oh, is there an episode this week? And it's like, I don't know. I feel like we're not obligated.
No, it's hard
to explain.
I know what you mean. It's just like if you can make it work, then you're gonna make it work.
Yeah,
and you made it work. And so if I couldn't
make it work, we would have taken a break. That's fine.
This is just a PSA. There will be probably 1 week where we don't post an episode, but we do not intend to.
Yeah,
there's a lot of podcasts. They do like seasons. Yeah. Have you noticed that? Like,
yeah.
Okay, we don't know podcast etiquette, guys. Like, I'm a vlogger. Amber's a vlogger. Like, I feel like if Amber knows more than any of us about the podcast thing, but are we supposed to be posting seasons? Because we're kind of down for the every Friday thing, right?
Yeah, we don't do
it. All depends on you. There's a lot of people who do daily podcasts. I don't know how they do that.
Oh my god.
It just must be their only job.
Maybe, but that's just, it's a little much.
Because our weekly, like people are like, oh, maybe you could do like twice a week or whatever. And like, we're like, 1 week is hard enough.
Like, well, and like it's different for us. Like we live far away from each other. It's not like we're living in the same house.
No,
or
it's not as easy to get together and record.
We have busy lives.
Yes, like there's too much going on to do more than one episode. But
I mean, maybe in the future, you never know. Yeah,
and I feel like the episodes and the seasons and stuff, like, I just feel like every Friday is our thing, and like add more or add less, because there are some people who do like every other week or once a month. Like,
do you listen to any other podcasts?
No.
Do you, Gabe?
I listen to a few.
He listens to like football podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Shout some out. What do you listen to?
One of the main ones is, it's called Around the NFL.
Oh, okay.
Do like 3 episodes a week.
Just sometimes. Like when you're driving or when you're like,
A lot of the time when I'm driving, it's kind of hard for me now because, I don't really like to listen to it around everybody else.
Oh.
And the only time I ever do long drives now is if I'm going to your house.
Oh, there you go. I give you a reason to
because it's like podcast. I'm not – well, because if I'm in the car, he doesn't want to put it – I mean, he has put it on if I'm like on my phone or something.
It's probably just boring.
Or if I don't care. Yeah, because I don't care about the stuff that they talk about. I mean, I've listened to a few podcasts, but I don't have like diehard ones I listen to. Like, I've listened to some true crime podcasts and stuff like that, but –
yeah. He's yelling at me because I'm playing with a bracelet. I don't actively listen to any. I love Kale, though. Like, if I was gonna listen to a podcast, it would be hers, probably. Baby Mama No Drama. She has a few, doesn't she?
I think she has two or three. Yeah.
I'm mark my words, I want to meet her one day. I actually love her. That might be controversial. I don't know. But I love Kale. She's my I vibe with her.
To have multiple podcasts, like, I don't think that people understand, because like if you look from the outside looking in, you see someone who has like multiple podcasts like she does, it's kind of weird. But when you're actually in this setting, you're doing a podcast, like for me, doing a podcast is so fun.
It is.
Like, I love doing it.
It's such a different like
it's an different environment, different feel, and you can have multiple podcasts and talk about different things. Like our podcast right now, we kind of talk about whatever, but some people have like specifically, oh, they're going to talk about true crime, they're going to talk about co-parenting, they're going to talk about makeup, they're going to talk about this. Like they have different, you know, topics of interest that they talk about. And so to have multiple, I mean, that's a lot of work. I wouldn't be able to have multiple because
I was just going to say editing multiple podcasts would be, I feel like that'd be a nightmare.
Knowing them, they probably,
it's not hard to edit. I don't edit the podcast, but I know it's not hard to do. If you have a lot of podcasts that you're doing and you enjoy doing it, it's your only, not only job, even if it's just like something you enjoy, it's not like it's difficult.
I would assume that they probably hire people to edit theirs, to be honest.
Oh, they might. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Do you listen to any podcasts, Chris?
I don't.
Other than our own when you're editing?
The only thing I touched on a little bit when we first started was like I didn't even listen to it. I just watched like a little bit of like Joe Rogan because I was like the biggest podcast ever. And I just see like how they had things like set up. And the way people were set up in the room, so I could figure out how
to like a little bit of what I like his setup.
What is it?
He was
Joe Rogan.
Oh, he was researching. He was researching because when we first started this podcast, we had no idea what to do.
Oh right. Yeah.
And so like I didn't know where to set the mics up. I didn't know how to like.
And we all have different jobs, different like roles with it. I'm marketing. Chris is editor. Amber is everything else, and Gabe. I show up. He's product.
I'm just here.
Dance puppet.
He really is just though.
I do what I'm told to do.
Yeah. Puppets. Dance puppets. Yeah. I'm trying to think. There was this one podcast that I listened to for a minute. God, what was it called? It was like something like Daddy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy. And was she in a scandal or something recently?
Probably.
I don't know.
The only time I hear about her is like on TikTok. Like I see TikTok stuff.
I guess I'm always in scandals too. So I can't be one.
I don't listen to podcasts to really know who these people are.
Yeah, no, me either. But anyway, we enjoy doing it.
Podcasts. I like podcasts because they're just different. There's a difference between listening to music and a podcast because a lot of time when you listen to music,
like learn something.
It's a lot of the same thing over and over again, so you know what's happening.
Right.
A podcast keeps you interested because you have no idea what's going on.
Oh. It's like you're new information that you're retaining, and exactly. it's like you're in the room with somebody.
It keeps you more intrigued.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys listen to other podcasts, go to our last Instagram post at Fantastic4Official and tag your favorite podcast people. Because I want to look into some of these people. I'm going to see who. I feel like it'd be kind of hard to have a guest on here unless like we booted two people out.
Yeah.
Chrissy.
I kind of want to get Draymond Green here.
Who's that?
He plays basketball.
We are not going to get a basketball player here.
I could try.
Is he a dad?
Huh?
Is he a dad?
Yes, he is.
Okay. We can talk about parenting things. I mean, we don't really necessarily talk about parenting things all the time.
No.
Okay. We do have a topic we want to talk about today, though. Let's talk about some parenting.
Whoever does come has to sit on our floor.
Oh, yeah. We don't have anything set up yet. So we've been saying this for a year and a half. But you know what? We're comfy on the floor. We're just one with the earth.
It is comfortable. And we don't film. So it's what it is. It's comfortable. Talking about parenting because I had gotten a comment about on the Fantastic Four. About why I was hashtagging co-parenting because
I'm confused.
I put hashtags on our post.
Yeah, why would that be? Why would
because
they be
co-parenting? Because they're like, what do these images have to do with co-parenting? But I don't think that they realized our relationship.
Oh,
but I'm like, yes, our relationship is like through co-parenting, but we don't always talk about co-parenting or parenting.
It's just like it's co-parenting with a twist. We're talking about all kinds of things on here.
It's
so
just
sometimes parenting updates and
but I feel like the co-parenting aspect is the reason why we are who we are, but it's not like necessarily what we talk about
for sure.
You know what I mean? So you put co-parenting and so it's like yes, we have a podcast and we co-parent with a twist, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to talk about co-parenting
that's
or parenting.
Just our dynamic, you know?
Yeah,
that's
just
what
makes
us four together.
Yes,
exactly.
So it's like we talk about whatever comes to our head, which is a lot of random shit. So I mean, it is what it is. But this week I was talking to Gabe and I had this topic that I was like, okay, maybe me and Gabe could talk about this on our episode. But then I was like, no, this is a better topic To talk about with all four of us are together, because there's more, you know, there's more opinions on it. So it's this term called helicopter parenting, and Gabe doesn't know.
Do you know what that is, Chris?
I do.
Gabe,
he doesn't.
I do know, but for the audience, can you just do a really detailed definition
for the audience?
Yeah, he quote unquote knows.
For the audience. Okay,
for the audience.
So
wait, hold on. Before you say, what do you think it is?
I think it's better if Amber explains.
No, I want to know what you think. What is your guess? What's your guess of what it is?
I don't have to guess. I have Google right here.
No, don't Google it.
If you just heard the term helicopter parenting, what would you envision?
Just make a guess.
A helicopter.
A helicopter that has the word parenting on it?
Yeah.
Come on. You have to have a single guess.
I have no idea, honestly.
You're so lame.
Can you just describe it to me? For me, for the audience.
Okay.
Yeah.
A helicopter parent is a parent who pays extremely close attention to a child or children's experiences and problems, particularly at educational institutions. Helicopter parents are so named because, like helicopters, they hover overhead, overseeing every aspect of their child's life constantly. A helicopter parent is also known to strictly supervise their children in all aspects of their lives, including social interactions.
Interesting.
That's a lot further than I thought it was.
Yeah, I think that it can be considered more detailed like that, but also like simple. It could be simplistic. Right. So like, for example, I am a very paranoid, anxious parent.
Right. Would you call yourself a...
Yes, to an extent. Not to this extent, how I just read.
Okay.
I would say... Okay.
In and of itself.
For example, Logan... didn't like going on slides or climbing anything at playgrounds. And he didn't do it till he was probably like, what, how old?
13.
Too old.
Too old. Because when he climbed stuff and did stuff, I got worried about him falling and him hurting himself. So he could sense my anxiousness and standing close by to where it made him scared to do it. And for me, I'm very anxious and scared about everything. Like, even with Malachi, to where Gabe and I, like, get into, I wouldn't say arguments, but he's just like...
Disagreement.
Disagreement. To where he's like, oh, just let him be a kid. But for me, but it also could be, like, I have really bad anxiety and stuff for myself. But I get so worried to where I'm just like...
Yeah, I'm not definitely not like that.
Yeah, he's not like that. But no. I'm just like, okay, he's sitting on the edge of the chair, like... be careful, or he's climbing the ladder on the playground and I want to stand there and like put my hand
that's
up.
How they learn.
Yeah, see, the argument is that he's that way and I'm more like
of a helicopter
worried.
Mom.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah. Not to the extent of like, oh, their social interactions.
No,
like I'm not
like
gonna
in situations like that, I'm just like, how are kids ever gonna learn to trust themselves and their abilities?
Yeah.
Like how do they advance and not be scared to do these tasks without letting them try them on like themselves, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
They have to trust themselves.
And I get that and I agree with it, but in the moment my anxiety takes over to where I'm just like, what if he falls and breaks his arm? Like I think the worst. I'm the one who thinks the worst, to where I'm like, what if he falls and like busts his head open?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I overthink things.
I call that a learning lesson.
Yes, but like
natural consequences.
Yes. But for me, I'm just like, I don't want that to happen. And
right.
So I like
obviously,
like
I don't
out.
Wish that upon anyone.
Yeah, no,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
I'm,
but I get it. But
it was
like,
a joke,
to the extent of like,
yeah, it was a joke, okay, for purposes that
like over being overbearing at like school and like their social interactions. I'm not that type of helicopter, quote unquote, helicopter parent.
Yeah, I've only ever heard it in the terms of like toddlers. And I think that's like where when I hear helicopter mom, I automatically go to kind of what Gabe's saying of like letting them do physical things like that. I've never actually heard that full definition of things like social, like they're all their socializing. What is it? Help me out here. What's that word? Socializing.
Interactions,
oh, stuff yeah. like that.
Isn't helicopter parenting more?
So it just means you're hovering them over them. Like
it means you want to control every aspect
yeah,
of their
saying,
life.
That's yes. why they use helicopter though.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Because
they're hovering.
Yeah.
Cause they're hovering. Like I said, I feel like, I'm under that, the category to an extent, but very small. Like, I'm not...
See, yeah, no, I don't...
I'm not to the extent of, like, their social interactions and all, and, like,
no.
covering every aspect of what they do.
But physically...
But, like, the physical stuff to where
would you
like,
say you're still like that with Logan now that he's older? Or do you think it's just, like, when they're little?
It's more when they're little.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think you have it now, though, with Logan.
To an extent.
I catch you always telling him, like, hey, don't do, like, jumping in pools and stuff. Like,
do you think it matters how many kids you have?
It could.
I don't know. Like, do you think, like, is there a helicopter mom of a mom of eight?
Yeah. Do you think that there's any relation to, like, mom of one or mom of 10?
Because I feel like when you're a first-time parent, you may be more cautious and more, like, helicoptery to an extent, you know, because it's your first experience as a parent. But I think the more kids you have, maybe the more you've learned over the years. And so, because there's a lot of people who it's like, oh, their first child is this way because they were raised this way, but then they have the middle child who's wild.
That's me.
You learn as you go as a parent. And I feel like for me, okay, so I had Logan.
If you have a baby or a toddler, you know how active and wild they get. So it's important to have a diaper that allows them to be as active as they should be. That's where Pampers Cruisers 360 comes in.
I used these for Malachi before we started potty training. They moved so much better with him than other diapers that we tried. Cruisers 360s are so soft and flexible. They have a 360 gap-free fit. Instead of regular tape, Cruisers stretch around your baby's waist and move with them for full mobility.
They're so quick and easy to put on and remove, and the easy tear sides make them a breeze to remove.
Unlock your little one's active side. Choose Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand, and earn something back for all those Pampers you're going through. Download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diaper and wipes purchase. And it was 10 years before I had Malachi, so I started all over.
Yeah, you're basically...
I feel like if I had Malachi closer to right after I had Logan, I wouldn't have been so, like, worried.
And they're both boys, too, which obviously boys and girls doesn't really matter. But in my experience, boys tend to be a lot more, like, rough.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is Malachi like that?
No, but I blame that on Amber.
Okay. See, okay, so I would say that with Lilia, I was more of a helicopter mom for sure. And like what you were describing of like first kid, middle kid, all that. So Lilia, I'll never forget this. Like she would fall on her butt, like be walking. You know when they like just learn to walk? She would be walking and then like fall on her butt and I'd be like, oh my God, are you okay? Like that's the kind of parent that I was.
Oh, yeah. I always told you to stop that.
Yeah. And then the universe said twin boys. And I said, okay, I guess that's all going out the window because... God damn, there's just like, it's right. Just no, like, such a Amber different. Amber hates it.
Like anytime like Malachi falls, slips on the butt, I'm like, dude, just get up. Like you're fine.
Well, because I'm in another room and I hear Malachi crying and I run in there.
Right.
And then I'm like, what happened? He's like, he just fell. I'm like, what did he hit? He's like, he just fell on his butt. And I was like, oh my God. Like I freak out.
I don't think it's to be. Okay. So like helicopter parenting, I think there's some people that view it as a bad thing. I don't view it as a bad thing.
See, okay. So I think of it differently. Like my helicopter parenting, I think is caused by anxiety. And I think that the way that it was describing is caused by control.
Oh,
but I think there is some helicopter parenting that is caused by like being anxious as a person. Right. And I think there is some helicopter parenting that the parent just wants to be in control.
Of
everything.
No, yeah. I don't think I've ever met like a true helicopter mom who would sit there. And I mean, for Chris, do you have an opinion on this? Like, what's your thought? Like, are you a helicopter dad? How would you describe your parenting
I don't think so. I mean, I'm cautious and protective, but I don't feel like I would just like follow Addie at a playground and, you know, be ready to catch her at a moment's notice. You know,
I think like, you're like so far. You're not even. You're just like let them go. Like you're very much like how Gabe is describing.
Yeah,
it.
Pretty
like,
much.
Because like I'm more of a. But like you're saying, like helicopter. Are we talking protective? Because generally speaking, I would say probably most moms are like more of that protective. Mm-hmm. I know I am more than like Gabe was saying. Like even back when we had Lilia, like he would get at me for that, and Chris does that to me too. Like I'm more of the. Be careful, stop. Like, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to whatever. But I definitely loosened up after having five boys, like, for sure. Yeah. So I think a combination thereof. But I don't see it as a bad thing until what you said. If it has to do with control.
I think there's a limit, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just think about it. Like, you tell your kid not to pick up a rock and put it in their mouth. But then at the same time, you know, like, in your head what a rock tastes like because you've probably done it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my example was, like, you keep trying to stop your kid from touching the oven. And I'm just like, okay, you're eventually going to touch it. And you're going to realize what hot is.
Right.
So Addie's, if that's Addie the way you got to learn, that's the way you got to learn.
Addie has definitely touched the side of the oven.
Yeah, but some kids will do it again. That's the thing. That sometimes that logic
well,
of...
sometimes that logic maybe of, kids have kinks. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying is sometimes that logic where it's like, oh, let them do it, then they'll learn. It's like, no. Because Malachi, he has stood up on a couch, fallen off, and hit his head on the table, and he still stands up on the couch.
Okay, he's trying to better himself.
He's trying to better himself.
He's like, hey, I can accomplish this time.
He did that
I'm
when
not
he
gonna
was
back
like,
down.
He
had barely, I'm living for this. You guys have barely... both have really good points. Like, I think this is, you guys are a great example of both ends of it. Not that, and you're again, not a in a controlling way.
No.
But this is so interesting to hear, like, both, like, you're pretty extreme on one side and you're pretty extreme on the other side. So, and you're both right. Like, neither of you are wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe it has to be like that. Like a parent, one of the parents has to be like, oh, fuck it. And the other parent has to be, because the other thing is if Amber wasn't like that, if your significant other wasn't hovering over that child and say both parents were just like, fuck it, do what you want. That's a recipe for disaster.
It could be.
It could
Don't
be,
you think?
Yeah.
If there's no one parent that's like, no, they shouldn't do that. Because to some degree, you know, he's going to be like, he's not going to be able to actually touch the oven that much because mom's around there making sure that he's not going to touch the oven. So maybe you would have a different opinion if you were like, say, a single dad or parenting with someone who was just, or I don't know. It seems like I'm thinking if both parents were just completely like, I don't give a fuck. That sounds like
I feel
reckless.
Like, I feel like even just in a relationship, you know, me and you are almost opposites. Like you're extremely social. I'm not. Like, yeah. I feel like in parenting, you need that too. You need the balance.
You need some kind of balance.
That's true. Because even if, like, both the parents were, like, helicoptering, hovering,
that's
I don't
too.
Think that's a good thing either.
I completely agree. I think that would
turn into a bubble boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That could, yeah, I could actually see that turn out really bad too. It's like
just,
you almost need
so
that.
So crazy.
Or you need both parents to see eye to eye somewhere in the middle.
In the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like, for me... Like, we go to the park now, and it's, like, I still get a little nervous, but, like, Malachi does more. You know what I mean? Like, he climbs the things to where it's, like, I'm not as, like, stand by him as I used to be. And so he
right.
does more things there, more than Logan was doing at that age, because I was just nervous with Logan. But I was
and
also,
you didn't
like,
have anybody
I was,
to,
like, a single parent.
Right.
You know?
To walk you through that and say, oh, no, it's okay if he goes down that slide by himself or something
yeah.
like that. Whereas Gabe is kind of, like, pushed it maybe a little bit. Too much in your eyes probably and not yeah. enough in yours, but like it's still that balance has created you, it's made you be able to see like what's an irrational fear versus like a legitimate fear.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I mean I have anxiety in my everyday life.
Yeah.
Like not just when it comes to my kids. So I think that also like comes into play too. Or if it's like I watch something on TV or I see something happen to somebody else's kid, then I'm extra worried about that happening to my own kid. Like, it's just it's a cycle of, like, anxiety that's what mine comes from. Like, the control aspect, I have never met a parent who was like that, like, who had the helicopter aspect because of control. I've never met somebody like that. Maybe some of you guys have. If you guys have any stories, let us know.
Yeah. Comment on our last Instagram post.
Maybe you've experienced, or maybe you are one.
I was going to say, or maybe you're a product of one.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, maybe you true. Were raised
the
by
plot thickens.
A helicopter parent or two helicopter
parents.
So tell
us, do you feel like you were the helicopter child?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Or do you feel like your parents should have hovered over you more? It's just like parenting is just so interesting in
there's
and of itself.
No there's no true right way.
No. There's right. no parenting handbook. I mean, there is.
And
but you know what I mean?
I like, mean
there's
yeah.
parenting handbooks, but there's not
really.
There's not one way to
there's
parent.
There's not a perfect way to
no.
raise a child.
And the thing is that every child is different too. So just because these two parents raised this kid a certain way and they turned out great doesn't mean that same tactic would work with other kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
just
kids
like,
are just so
I mean, just
different.
Like disciplining kids too. Not one discipline works for every
no.
child.
Right. Every single child is different.
And I think that the relationship that you're in can be different too. So like I said, I was a single parent with Logan, and so I was the only one there, so I'm, you know, hovering over him. And then with Malachi, it's me and Gabe as a team. So
yeah,
it's like a balance to where it's like I'm not as hovering as I was with Logan. And so Logan at his age and Malachi at the age that Logan was, like Malachi is doing more than Logan was because
he has more freedom
than Logan did.
I don't think that this is true helicopter parenting, what we're talking about. I don't think what you're doing, I think now that I'm Googling it a little bit, and it's like micromanaging, putting excessive pressure on children. Like that, if that's what they're talking about with helicopter parenting.
That's what I'm saying, control. I think helicopter parenting is like an umbrella, and there's little... Yeah. There's little versions of helicopter parenting, and I think the one that we're talking about is kind of like very small, tiny dot.
Okay, like being overprotective doesn't make you a helicopter parent, whereas helicopter parenting, being overprotective, is one of the signs of it or whatever. But I do think maybe you're overprotective, but not in a helicopter parenting way. Right, Gabe? Is that what you're...
I don't know
how you are, just based off of how Gabe is. But I don't think it's a bad thing, again, to be overprotective in itself.
No.
But helicopter parenting, the more I'm looking at it, I actually didn't even know what it
was. The control aspect of helicopter parenting is different. It's intense, like they have to be in control.
Intense desire to provide a different childhood for your children from your own is another one of those, which could be a good thing. Depending on what, but that combined with micromanaging and putting excessive pressure on them,
and still like putting pressure on them, like education wise, making sure that, you know, only straight A's, B's aren't allowed, you know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So it says, here's something that shows the negative effects of helicopter parenting on children. So it says it could lead to things like being incapable of asking for help, like asking questions and asking for help. That's because I would assume that the parents solve all of the problems before they can even ask for it themselves.
Well, yeah, and that would be, at that point, they're just expecting if they don't succeed or they're starting to fail that someone's going to jump in and help them.
Or they're just too scared to even... like ask anyone for anything because it's like
they should know it all already.
So simple life decisions can become difficult if your life is micromanaged, if it's like down to like, okay, we're going to, you know, go to the bathroom right now, and we're like, it just micromanaging every little detail about everything. Like, how do you even take care of yourself if you don't ever learn what it feels like to have to go to the bathroom, for example? Lack of personal motivation because you're being forced to do things all the time. Lack of personal motivation because you're always being forced to do things by your parents. So it's like you don't actually ever a desire.
Not only that, you don't have any like self-confidence because you're like, oh, well, I guess I can't do it. I need help.
Right. Right. Self-confidence, and then poor problem solving skills is another one on here. So I can definitely see how it would be negative. I think it comes down to what the definition of helicopter parenting is, because I thought of helicopter parenting as being overprotective, and that's not what it is. It's more than that. It's so much more. It has to do with like
Right, you know, the true definition the of it. Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
more it's more micro level than just, you know, a basic, oh, you don't, you follow your kid around the park. It's way more than that.
That's just like a very, very mild version, I guess.
Look at this. We've learned as we've gone.
Oh, I know. I never would have even.
We learned. At first, we thought it was one thing, and then we learned that it's not.
So if you follow your kid around the park, you are not a helicopter parent.
It's okay.
And
it's
you are not an asshole.
You are not the asshole. We'll have to do that episode soon.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, you know, assholes.
What?
How about we talk about tips?
Did you have hot Cheetos?
We need to do, like, someone needs to grab all the times that Gabe has tried to transition into just the tip and how terrible the transitions are.
You realize my point is to be terrible.
I know. It's great. It's just like.
I kind of set you up for that one.
Right?
It leaves us like, what the fuck is he talking
about? I'm trying to find the most weird way to say it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's time for the tip.
It's time for the tip. Amber's like talking about the time she choked on a piece of steak and Gabe's like, speaking of assholes.
Speaking of choking, choke on this tip.
Choke on this tip, okay?
Some of them are funny, but some of them it's just like, what
are you talking about?
What?
Well, anyway, okay.
It's not towards you guys. It's towards my followers.
The audience. Okay.
And
the
my audience. Dedicated followers find it funny.
Your dedicated followers.
It might be one or two. It might be zero.
But they are loyal as fuck.
Hell yeah. Oh, anyways, bow chicka wow wow.
Zip.
Lay it on us.
Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for 18 months, and we both have a son each who are the same age, 3, almost 4. A lot has happened in our relationship that has sped it up, so it feels like we've been together a lot longer than we have, in a good way. Anyway, my boyfriend is not sure if he wants to have another baby, and that is my dilemma. I don't feel done, but I also know that I do not want to have a child right now. Our relationship is great, so I don't feel like it's something to end it over, as I very well could get a few years down the line and not want to have a baby myself, as our boys would be completely out of the baby stage. It would be like a big jump back and a shock to the system to have a baby again. I guess my question is, how do you handle or think I could handle being in a good relationship but potentially disagreeing about something so major a few years down the line? P.S. My boyfriend has full custody of his son, so he is with us all the time. So it's very much like our situation with Logan and Lilia. Like, when we got together, you have full custody of Logan.
Yeah.
And we both had kids who were essentially the same age. They're a year apart.
I thought that in the very beginning of what you said, how they have the two kids.
And so when we first got together, we didn't really talk about having a baby. And I think Gabe wasn't sure about having another kid.
And at that time, I was done.
Yeah. And I did. I wanted one. Because, like, I was in a previous...
So you guys are in the same boat.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was in like a previous relationship where he was fixed. He had a vasectomy, so I wouldn't have been able to have kids. And I was like, yeah, I don't want that because I want more kids.
Oh, wait,
so
you were?
I was, yeah.
You were with someone who had a vasectomy?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, wait a minute. And so, is that why you ended the relationship?
Yeah, that was like one of the reasons.
One of the factors.
Yeah, because I was like, even though Logan was so young, I didn't know if I was done or not.
Yeah, and didn't want the... Did he have kids?
Yeah.
How many?
2.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't know if I was done. As like, I don't want to waste my time with somebody who I don't even have the opportunity to have kids. So like when Gabe and I got together, we both had the kids that our kids who were the same age. And then he, you know, didn't know if he wanted any more kids. And then for me, it was like, okay, well, you know, let's see. Then obviously, like, we have Malachi now. But I would say... It's just so hard because some people change their mind and some people don't. And like she was saying, she may change her mind and not want kids. And he may change his mind and want kids. It's just such a like a...
What's your thought,
Gabe? Up in the air. You never know. It's hard to tell.
It's different with every relationship. Some people are very adamant about not wanting kids. But I don't know the full extent of his. He said he doesn't want any, but was he very like... super hardcore about it?
Yeah, like if he's ever talked about like maybe having a kid, then there's hope, you know what I mean? But if he's always been very like strict about like, no, I don't want anymore, but then things change and like she is worried about like having like as the kids get older, out of the baby stage, having to start over, which is exactly what happened with Gabe and I. Like Logan's 10 years older, we completely had to start over, and it's fine. I feel like when that time comes, you just you go with it, and it is what it is. Like, yeah, it's easier to have kids, you know, when they're in the same age.
At the same time, though, too, like, if one person is not ready, you just can't force a baby into a relationship, because that's going to make it worse. Mm-hmm. You know, you definitely can't just throw a kid in and be like, oh, you know, it'll work itself out. It'll be fine. You can't do that. You both have to mentally prepare and agree, especially with having a kid.
I would say, though, as a whole, I don't think it's something worth ending your relationship over. No. I think you're both young.
Yeah.
And I think that down the line, it sounds like you guys have a pretty healthy relationship. I think you guys will come to a mutual decision down the line. And you're not ready to have a baby right now anyway. And you know what? Girls tend to, I feel like women in general tend to think of their future more like that. Like, oh, down the line, like I do. Like, we have a biological clock ticking. So we're kind of forced to think that way more than men are. So I think that, you know, you thinking like that, he's maybe, I mean, I'm not saying men are dumb, but like, he's just not capable of like thinking, you know, in the future, like maybe I will actually want to have another child. So I think you being more like future thought thinking of, what am I gonna say, like you're thinking more in the future, and he's probably just answering with what his answer is now.
Maybe just subtle, I would say like subtle things, like if you're at like Target and just like point out like a baby
I don't even think that's necessary.
I don't know, coming from my experience, like from earlier, like I said, I thought I was done, I didn't want anything, but now that I have Malachi, like, that dude is my world, you know,
for sure.
Like, minds obviously change, and I think with you guys seem to have a healthy relationship, and I think whatever happens, like kid or no kid, I think you guys will be just fine.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth.
I think you guys will live happy no matter what.
Yeah, I would say overall we kind of agree, just don't end the relationship now, give it time.
Yeah.
You know, down the line.
I mean, it doesn't sound like talking about a kid started the relationship, so don't let it end the relationship.
Ooh, good one. That's it for today's episode. Don't forget to like and rate our podcast and turn on those notifications.
You know you want to hear from us.
Yeah, you do.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Fantastic4Official, where we post continuous updates. We want to hear your feedback, comments, and topic suggestions. And that's where you can reach us. You also have an option to support our podcast by clicking the link in the description of every episode.
Farewell from your favorite foursome.
And until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.